Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
The most successful people that I know all have this one thing in common, and that is that they turned their challenges into superpowers or into business directions. And that is exactly what I'm going to talk about today on two levels. Level one is challenges that you've already faced and overcome. How can you turn those into your business superpowers? But also, what kind of weaknesses do you have or are you facing right now? What kind of shortcomings are you facing right now that you can also turn into business superpowers and advantages? Hi, my name is Ondra, and no, I'm not a millionaire. I don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I'm 24 years old, so I don't have 20 years of experience in business. However, I started my business when I was 19 years old, and I've been traveling the world fully self-employed for the past 3 years, and I visited about 20 countries, and I grew up in a small family of factory workers. So I had to work really, really, really hard to get where I'm at now. And so that came with a lot of experiences and also with a lot of challenges. And one of my core strengths became turning weaknesses into strengths, turning disadvantages into advantages. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. So when I was about 13 years old, I hit rock bottom. I was getting bullied in school, and I would get yelled at every single day at home. My parents had really toxic environments, and they would fight about money, but everything else as well. And so as a young teenager, it was really, really tough. And my school life kind of sucked, and my home life kind of sucked as well. And that caused a lot of depression and very severe social anxiety. I hated everybody else. I hated the world, and I totally hated myself because I felt like I couldn't do anything about it. And it got to the point where almost every single day for about a year on my commute to school, I would walk to school for about 10 to 15 minutes, and I would have to cross a train crossing. And it was so bad that almost every day I was wondering, like, what if I just ended it here? What if I just didn't cross and I just stayed on the track and just waited for a train? And thankfully, it didn't get that far, because one day after a tough day of getting bullied in school, I came home and I was just crying in my bed, and I just picked up my phone and I Googled how to be happy. And at that moment, I wasn't really thinking that it's going to give me anything practical, that, you know, it's going to lead to me traveling the world and inspiring, you know, hundreds of people, speaking on stages and helping other people with depression and anxiety. Back then, I was just desperate and I didn't know what else to do. But that's how I got introduced, and that's how I discovered the world of personal development and the world of self-help. And it really started to change my life. Like, I've started waking up at 5 a.m. and going for a run before school so I could become stronger. And I started learning about practical psychology. And it kind of cultivated into, I discovered that I needed to make a friend, but not just a friend that I would chat in school with and, you know, maybe play a video game, but a real friend. And it so happened that I started to become friends with this girl who was the popular girl. So from the outside, it didn't make any sense. Our friendship didn't make any sense, right? So here's this bullied kid who's always getting made fun of, and here's this popular girl who everybody loves her, and they are becoming friends. Like, that's kind of weird. But what was so special about that friendship, and why I'm sharing this here as well, is because she would always wear black, and all black, long sleeves, long pants. And she didn't wear long pants like this and long sleeves because she really liked it. She was hiding bruises and nobody knew. Just like I was trying to pretend that I'm all okay and everything's fine. She was trying to pretend that everything's fine as well, and we were both suffering really deeply. And when we became friends, we started to get kind of comfortable with each other, and we shared our struggles, and we shared what happened. And so we talked about the suicidal thoughts, we talked about depression, we talked about how we never want to go to school again, we talked about how we never want to go home again. And throughout those conversations and that connection that we created, all the heaviness became a lot lighter. And I share this now because this was some of the most challenging times of my life. And I was able to change and shift that into making an impact and into a profitable business that allowed me to live my dream life and travel around the world. So from the age of 13 until about the age of 19, I was really working on myself. I was studying, I was feeding my mind every single day. I was running, I was doing my habits. And by the time I was 19, I kind of realized, wow, I'm not depressed anymore. And I kind of love my life. And I have friends and I'm talking to strangers in buses. Like, I don't have any social anxiety anymore. I can make friends anyway. And I had this urge. I had this urge that I needed to go out and share it. I needed to go and share my story and help other people because I knew other people were struggling the same way, but maybe they weren't so lucky to make that Google search. Maybe they weren't so lucky to make that friend who helped carry them through. And I wanted to help people build that bridge to overcome their own depression and anxiety. And of course, as a 19-year-old, starting a coaching business came with a lot of disadvantages. And so that's why I want to tie this into this talk, because you can take your biggest challenge and turn it into a mission, into a purpose. A lot of the times, people struggle with finding their purpose. And I've thought about this a while because people ask me a lot, like, how can I find my purpose? Or how did you find your purpose? And I came up with this idea, like, hey, what if we stop trying to find our purpose? What if we create our purpose? Here's what I mean. See, at first, I was just trying to solve my own problem. I was trying to not be depressed anymore. And after that, my purpose kind of came out of that, and I decided that I'm going to go out and help other people. So the process that I created of creating your purpose instead of just finding it is find your biggest challenge, find your biggest obstacle in life right now, go all in on solving it. So for me, that was depression and social anxiety. I went all in on solving it. And later, you turn that into your purpose. You turn that into your mission. Once you've solved that problem, once you've overcome that challenge, you can use that knowledge, that experience, that wisdom, and use it to help other people. Whether it is in business, in mental health, in your relationship, it really does not matter. And so that's the first part that I wanted to share with you today. Is that no matter what you're struggling with now, no matter what you solve or what you have solved in the past, you can turn that into a profitable business idea. And of course, with starting a business comes with a lot of challenges, like competition. So let's take an example. What if, let's say, I wanted to start an English teaching service, right? English isn't my first language, and other people need to speak English as well. And so there's obviously a lot of disadvantages that I'm going to be facing right away. So, for example, I'm not a native English speaker. So, teaching English is kind of difficult because maybe some people just want to hire native English speakers. Or I'm just alone. I'm still a young kid and I don't have many testimonials. I don't have many success stories. And I don't have a big marketing budget. I don't have this. I don't have that. Right? I have all of these disadvantages that are holding me back in a lot of times. And now compare that to an English teaching company that's already been around. They have hundreds of teachers, and they have thousands of students, and they have specific methods, and they have all the resources, and they have big marketing budgets, and all of this. Well, it seems like there's absolutely no way that I can fight that, right? There's no way that I can win that fight because I have so many disadvantages and they have so many disadvantages. Interesting idea. What if you could actually take their advantages and turn them into disadvantages, and take your disadvantages and turn them into your advantages? How much would that affect your business? How much would that affect your confidence? How much would that affect your client acquisition ability? How much would that affect your rates? So, to continue this example, let's again look at those advantages and how can we flip them in our favor. Well, let's say we don't have a lot of teachers and we are not a big established company and we don't have thousands of success stories compared to the big company. Okay, it seems like disadvantages, right? But I'm a beginner, I'm passionate. I might not have all that. However, I can give you all of my attention, all of my time. It will be really personal. And because you will be one of the first few people who comes through the project with me and comes through the program with me, you will help me build it. So it will be hyper personal for you. Whereas if you go with that big company, you will be just one of the thousands of people. You will be just one of the numbers. You will get some random teacher who's just getting paid, who doesn't really care about you. You won't have that kind of personal connection like you would have with me. Now we've completely flipped it and we took that disadvantage and turned it totally into an advantage over the bigger competitor, right? Or let's take another example. Let's take, I'm not a native English speaker, right? So again, that might be a big disadvantage because people are looking for native English speakers to learn English from. However, I can also say, yes, I'm not an native English speaker. I had to learn English by myself with self-study, a little bit in school, but mostly self-study. So I personally understand. I know what it's like to learn English as your second language. Whereas native speakers, they were just born with it, right? They don't even speak any other language. They might have never learned any other language and they're going to teach you English. Right, they don't understand what it's like to learn a second language as an adult. They just learned as kids, and that's it. So again, now I flip my disadvantage over the native English speaker into a huge advantage as a non-native English speaker. I hope you're getting the point. And so at the end of this talk, I want to give you a challenge to write down your disadvantages and go through your mental exercise to actually try and figure out how you can, using these examples, how you can change your disadvantages into advantages. So, how did I use this and how did this impact my life? As I said in the beginning, I'm still 27, 24 years old. I started my business when I was 19. And I'm not a millionaire. I don't make thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or a month. And I've been able to live a really awesome life with my online self-employed income, just with my business. So how did this happen if I started my online business as a 19-year-old and a coaching business at that? Obviously, lots of disadvantages already happening here, right? You're too young. Nobody's going to listen to your life advice. You have no life experience. You don't know what you're talking about. I didn't really speak that good of an English, right? So I had all of these disadvantages. And so I started looking at, okay, how can I flip this? How can I overcome these limiting beliefs? And specifically, the biggest one that I had was my age. I really felt insecure and I felt really ashamed almost that I'm so young and I'm trying to coach people. I'm trying to start a coaching business, right? And I heard over and over and over again that you're too young, nobody's going to listen to your life advice. And people just wanted to be friends with me instead of actually valuing me as a coach and provide and service provider. And I struggled a lot with this, especially mentally. And finally, I started to mold it into, okay, how could my age, how could my young age be an advantage instead of a disadvantage? And also at first, I tried to find ways how can I boost my confidence because this is what's really taken my confidence away. And it made it super difficult to make my content, to offer anything, to definitely to sell anything, right? Let alone make thousands of dollars a month so I could live my dream nomad lifestyle. So I remember I went on a call with this coach, and she later became my online mom, but the first call we ever had, she asked me, "So what business do you really want to do?" And back then I was trying affiliate marketing and dropshipping and all this. I was jumping all around. And she asked me, "Hey, what do you really want to do?" And I said, "Well, I really want to be a coach, but I feel like I'm too young and nobody's going to listen to my life advice, so I need to become rich and successful and old first, and then I can be a coach." And I kid you not, she, you know how in the talent shows they have the buzzers? She had a little buzzer hidden behind her laptop, and as soon as I said that, I just heard the bzzz. I jumped up. I'm like, "Oh, what was that?" And she just showed me the buzzer, smiled, and said, "That's a limiting belief that you probably got from your mom. And it's not true that you are too young and nobody would listen to you. You should do coaching because you're passionate about it. That's where your mission is. That's what comes from your story. That's what you've overcome." And I started to think, okay, I think she's right. Like, I wouldn't have even said that I want to be a coach if I really didn't feel good enough. So it was just a limiting belief. Now, I had to battle that limiting belief. Now, this is where it got really practical. She instructed me to get a piece of paper like this, right? Get a piece of paper or a pad or your journal, and on the top, write 10 reasons why I am good enough to X, whatever it is that you want to do, right? To double my sales in the next month, or whatever it is that you want to do. 10 reasons why I am good enough. And let make an inventory, make a list of the advantages that you already have. Make a list of the advantages that you already have that will boost your confidence. So I started listing something like I already spent 6 years studying personal growth and practical psychology. I already had many conversations with other people who were suicidal and struggling with depression, and I was able to help them. I helped myself. I completely changed my life. I cured my social anxiety without therapy or medication. Amazing. I really care about people. I'm really excited. I'm really passionate. I would love to make an impact. I'm driven. I'm young. I have this passion. I have this energy. And I was looking at that list and I'm going through the list. I'm like, oh my God, these are amazing reasons why I'm already good enough to start now. And that helped me get started. However, in the first few years, I still struggled in the back of my mind with I'm still too young and maybe I cannot charge thousands of dollars per client because I'm too young and nobody's gonna value me that much. And I remember the whole thing completely changed. And I was trying to change it mentally, right? And I was trying to tell myself, no, like, you have advantages because you're young, you have this energy, you have this passion, you have a better insight into technology. And you've grew up with this, you have a better insight into where the future might go. You've studied electronics and tech and all of this. That's your advantage. Your age can be your advantage as well. And you've already figured all of these things out early on. And so that's where it started to take form. And I will never forget that my first ever client who paid me over $1,000. She actually paid $2,500 for 6 months of coaching. I was 22 at that time. So just so you know the realistic timeline of how long it actually took me, right? From 19 to 22, almost 3 years to fully embody this. I was 22, she was 44, so literally twice my age. And she hired me to coach her for 6 months to help with her mental health, her habits, and starting her business. And she paid me $2,500. Now, as a kid from the Czech Republic, that's like $2,500. That is about 3 months of my mom's salary in the Czech Republic, right? And that I just got that from one sale. I just made 3 months of my mom's salary in one sale. Incredible. And I had to ask her, right? She was twice my age, and so I had to ask her. And I was like, so why me? Why did you hire me as your coach rather than literally anyone else of the thousands of coaches? And she said, well, I really liked your authenticity and you were being real. And I like your passion, I like your energy, all of these things that I kind of listed as my advantages, right? And she also said, I hired you because you are so young. And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, well, because you are so young, you have a fresh, unique perspective. You grew up with the technology that I'm trying to use that I struggle with. You have all of this new passion and energy and enthusiasm. So I think you can really help me with these things because you are so young, and maybe also because you didn't have those 40 years of old programming to do all this. And you started so young, and you've already done so much at this age, and you started so young. I think you are the perfect fit because that's what I need. I need new, fresh, young energy, even though I'm a little bit older. And that's when it fully clicked for me. That's when I fully started to embody using and turning my disadvantages into my advantages. Just like I said with the English teaching example, just like I said with my coaching, right? You can apply this to any business in the beginning or in the middle, or if you're scaling to six, from 6 to 7 figures, you can definitely apply the same mindset. So as an exercise of how you can do this, you can look at, take your journal or take a piece of paper and go through what your biggest disadvantages are, right? Just write your three biggest disadvantages or your three biggest bottlenecks or what you think was holding you back the most. Then that's going to probably make you feel a little bit worse. So to boost your confidence, start writing all the advantages that you already have. Why are you already good enough? What do you love about your services? What do you love about your offers? What is already working amazing? And that will boost your confidence. And so then at this at afterwards, the third section, so you have your disadvantages, you have your advantages, and the third section is going to be a little brainstorming session of you ask yourself the question, how can I turn these disadvantages into advantages? What is the angle? How can I shift it so that way I have the big advantage? And if you like this mindset and if you want to connect with me, I'm super excited to network and to connect with more people. You can go on my Instagram at robohumanist, RobohumanIST, and you will learn more about what I do. We can connect. Send me a DM, and if you found me through this, send me a DM with that says CLA. And I'm excited to connect with you. And let's keep turning our disadvantages, our weaknesses, into business superpowers.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.